Welcome, podcast fans, to Tea in the Sahara, the home of fictional scripted audio drama reviews. Navigating this journey as your podcast reviewing getaway driver is me, Kev, the online podcast critic behind the website Tea in the Sahara. For the last 3 years, I have written online fictional podcast reviews for some truly awesome podcast creators. And along my journey, have generally been known for hanging out the bunting for scripted audio dramas. Within this podcast, I will offer up my humble thoughts for what they're worth, include scores, and leave the listener with a Bill Shakespeare's decision to make, to download or not to download. The origins of this week's sci-fi review started out life as a motion screenplay called The Metal Detective, written by Andrew Hilton. Sadly, this screenplay never made it onto visual form, either that for the telly or into local cinemas. So it's from this script, adapted into audio format, that brings this week's review, The Metal Detective, alive in podcast form. This then begs the obvious question: does The Metal Detective work in a contemporary podcast format? Well, you lucky listeners are about to find out. In case you were wondering, The Metal Detective is an adult-themed podcast, so expect industrial language, violence, and all of the other good stuff found within a gritty audio drama. With one of my reviews, I like to briefly pause a moment and take a step away from the painting to see the full wonder of the picture and immerse yourself within a short trailer. All of the audio you will find within this week's review has kindly been supplied by Forrest Robin. Cheers, Forrest.
And now, from the greatest script series of audio dramas, adapted from Hollywood's best unproduced scripts.
We're tracking a Category 6 superstorm developing. Expect winds upwards of 200 miles per hour. All residents are asked to seek shelter in superstorm-rated shielded buildings.
There is an open bar tonight. Perhaps you can drink a few thousand credits worth.
That sounds like a damn good idea. There's a dead woman in room 74.
Are you sure?
I'm no doctor, but I can guarantee you she has no pulse.
A woman was murdered? In my hotel?
You lowered the storm shields after I arrived. The killer's still here. He's still inside the hotel. We'll work to find the killer. Quickly and quietly.
Open fire!
Stupid.
What the hell is this? Help the main power!
The metal detective.
Get me out of here.
Now playing on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, and go ahead and check in now at bradburyhotel.com.
The setting for The Metal Detective is written within a dystopian neon-lit 2045, a world where a fancy COP28 pledge obviously did not work, and climate change has finally gone and knocked humanity on its arse. Hyper-extreme weather conditions is now very much the world's reality within this show, and Arctic conditions set the landscape for this podcast. And as this show is sci-fi based, humans and technology now coexist. The plotline tracks anti-hero Detective Jack Irons, which in my opinion is up there with Columbo as a damn fine name for a detective. Jack is voiced by Chelsea Spirito, who delivers a stunning central performance with bundles of riz as our flawed detective. Continuing with the plot, an off-the-scale blizzard hits town, leading Jack to seek refuge at the Bradbury Hotel to wait out the storm. Other guests staying at the Bradbury appear to be inextricably linked: a senator, sheriff, Christian writer, and now Jack, which also begins to sound like the start of a bad joke, right? The explosive action jumps into gear early doors as one by one guests are murdered in horrific yet calculated circumstances. And so the stage is set like an Agatha Christie novel within a 240 mile an hour storm, trapped in a hotel with only Jack to save the day. The Metal Detective's plotline pacing is evenly balanced between plot and character development, building with furious pace over four episodes as the truth unravels in spectacular fashion. However, on a deeper level, aside from the awesome action, this show's intriguing premise covers some hard-hitting real-world dilemmas. Issues of acceptance, coexistence, racism, and climate change is very much at the forefront within the storyline of this particular audio drama. Modern-day society themes that the team involved within this podcast did not shy away from, and which I also personally salute. The audio found within this show is simply next level, being shot in glorious, crisp Dolby Atmos, which in layman's terms means insane levels of innovational audio that makes the listener feel as if the action is coming at them from all around. But don't just take my word for it. Let's hear an exhilarating scene taken from episode 1 before we dive into scores and conclusions.
Tin Man's been staring at his firearm for the last 10 blocks.
So? His name's Bishop, FYI.
Hey, you're a 10. This toaster fucks up, it's on you.
Bishop. Good? Hear that? He's good.
Tuck your peckers and warm your weapons. We're going hot in 3 minutes. Remember the briefing. Lab is combustible. Check your firing zones, watch each other's six, and try not to blow up the whole block.
Forget to plug him in last night.
Hey, is it good? Not acting right. Go to the counter now.
What's wrong?
Big question time then. Do you need to be a diehard sci-fi fan to enjoy this audio drama? The short answer is no, you don't need to be a Star Wars fan to appreciate this podcast. What the writers and producers have done in creating this audio drama hits differently. The styling of this cyberpunk world filled with the worst themes of society, conspiracies, betrayal, and murder all wrapped up in Dolby Atmos is truly scripted podcasting at its finest. What else do you need when navigating a corrupt city with circling vultures above head? A killer soundtrack, that's what. That soundtrack is provided by White Wolf, is on point and blends into the vibe of this show seamlessly. To use a very British metaphor, if you cut the metal detective in half, it would have edgy running through it like a stick of Brighton rock. This week, my subjective scores for the metal detective are an almost flawless 4.9 out of 5. All episodes can be downloaded online or from wherever you choose to get your podcasts from. The Metal Detective is based on an original motion picture written by Andrew Hilton, audio drama adaptation written by Forrest Robin and directed by Forrest Robin. Produced and distributed by Velocity Studios, a full list of cast and credits can be found online. If you're a writer or podcast creator keen to be on my show or have your audio drama reviewed, get in touch. Exclusives are my thing. So if you have a podcast you would like reviewed on my show before it airs to the masses, reach out. You can find all of my contact details via my website or within my show notes. And until next time, this has been Kevin Wan for Tea in the Sahara. Cheers.